cutting through the massive disinformation and propaganda to give you the truth about medical and political controversies. This is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with the executive producer of the award-winning film, American Addict, Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
It is Saturday night, January 30th, 2016. The time just keeps flying, but we're back on a Saturday night. And tonight I am bringing back on the great John B. Wells. And you guys, many of you remember him from being the weekend host of Coast to Coast AM, but he's got his own very successful show, Caravan to Midnight. It's a great, great show. I've been on there once and it was a great experience, but go to caravantomidnight.com and check out his show. He's just had so many great interviews and great people. Something you want to check out. And John, I want to thank you for staying up late again on a Saturday night to be here. And how are you tonight?
Doing very well. Very well. Thanks very much for having me on. It's always good to talk to the doctor. You are the doctor. And it was great to meet you out in L.A. and see the screening of your film. It's an excellent film. I'm just so completely stunned that mainstream media hasn't picked it up and pushed it and gotten it into the major theaters and all that. I'm just shocked. Oh, that's right. It's an expose on what's going on that's potentially extraordinarily tragic and dangerous. Never mind. Forget I said anything.
Exactly. little difficult to get it out there, but you know, it is spreading. We have guesstimates of how many people saw the first one based on what it did on Netflix and on Amazon, but several, we think about 1.5 to 2 million people saw the first one, which is amazing for a complete brand new startup situation with no history. So we think this film will do better. But John, one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on tonight is that you've interviewed so many people in your career, and one of the things that gets lost, I think, is we don't often get enough time to hear what you think about many of the things that's going on right now. And there's a lot going on in our world. There's a lot of things that people need to hear about. And you are definitely one of the beacons of the truth movement. You know, we're trying to get out the truth to people so they can understand, because we know that a lot of what we hear on television and radio is really just propaganda, that the media is so controlled. So anytime we can get information out to people, I think it's a beautiful thing. And one of the things I want to talk about first is the election, because it's been entertaining with Donald Trump and Hillary having one scandal after another. What is your take on Hillary Clinton at this point?
I think Hillary Clinton is a career criminal, along with her husband, Bill. And I believe that when you see... Now, look, I understand that Drudge Report... people have mixed views about the Drudge Report, but personally, I think it's a good aggregate site. I find some of the little headlines are somewhat sensational, and you click to the story, and you find that it's a little bit less sensational. However, it is in large part an extraordinarily good aggregate website, meaning that all of these different sources are on it. There's a, for anybody who doesn't know about it, I can't imagine that you don't, but if you don't, on the left side and going down what appears to be, you know, like a yard long are all these links to all kinds of publications overseas, left wing, right wing, no wing, wingless. And when you see a headline on that site that says the information regarding just the email scandal, Hillary Clinton's private little server shoved into the bathroom closet somewhere, are so damaging they cannot be released. When you hear that from this same site, there was a link to a separate article. Matt Drudge doesn't write the articles. He just links to other articles. That's it. That the FBI is going to go public if there's no indictment. I think the FBI is getting a little bit tired of drawing the short straw when it comes to any kind of significant, shall we say, takedowns of the deserving. I mean, they've been embarrassed repeatedly by revelations that what at least appears to be the only terror suspects that they've been able to bust are either ones they've set up or, as in the case of the Boston Marathon incident, which is completely open to investigation as far as I'm concerned, they know about these people before the event, which that in itself looks really suspicious, particularly when juxtaposed against what's happening up in Oregon, where people even driving into the area who live there are stopped on the road at gunpoint, and they have to produce their identification, just like several other countries in several other eras that we can think of. So, where Hillary Clinton is concerned, I would be very surprised if an indictment is returned. But if an indictment is not returned, and if this person is not prosecuted and found guilty, given everything Whitewater, the Vince Foster so-called suicide, and that note he wrote, oh, I know everyone will blame the Clintons. I mean, you know, these people to me are so transparent. I've been watching them closely for a number of years, and they've been involved in everything that the people suspect they've been in. I mean, Bill is a well-known pedophile and friend of Jeffrey Epstein, along with Stephanopoulos and Katie Couric and doctor with quotes around it, Lawrence Krauss and others. Krauss stuck up for him in print. And as a scientist, he's a theoretical physicist. He's not a scientist, okay? Big difference. So, anyway, when you see this just go on and on, if there is no indictment returned, then one has to wonder, what will it take for the American people to find enough spine to demand the government that they are supposed to be living under?
Right, right.
If she walks on this, then you'll know that there is no law, only order.
Yeah, there's so much that... I don't know if you saw there's a blog post that John Rappaport put out that I thought was extremely interesting. And it links the thing that's going on in Oregon, the militia, the standoff, with the Clintons. And what he brought out was, I guess about 2 or 3 years ago, the New York Times reporter had exposed this Canadian company that was involved in uranium. And they wanted to sell, they mine about 20% of the United States uranium, this Canadian company. They wanted to be bought by the Russians or Vladimir Putin. The bottom line is that this was done and authorized through when Clinton was Secretary of State. And then mysteriously, a huge donation went to the Clinton Foundation. I mean, multiple millions of dollars. So at this point in time, the Russians actually have 20% control of 20% of our uranium, and a lot of it is, guess where? Right where the Oregon standoff is, exactly there. So he's linking the Clintons to the Oregon militia standoff, and look what's happened there. The one guy gets gunned down. These people are going to jail and being treated like they're murderers. I mean, what do you think about? I mean, you mentioned that. I know you're really up on the Oregon thing. What's going on up there with those people?
Well, Lavoie Finicum was murdered. He was just assassinated. It's my opinion. I wasn't there. But based on everything that I have heard, including people who contacted Caravan to Midnight, one person in particular who was driving in the area saw at one of the local gas fill-up places, filling station, I suppose they still call them, about 100 feet away, FBI guys putting on their body armor, and they had their little M4 rifles, and they were all ready to go. And so effectively what happened is that and we had Ryan Bundy on the show, and of course he was wounded. Finnegan was killed. They shot the car up and all that, snipers in the trees and everything else. So this is a typical cut the head off and the body dies. There was no reason whatsoever. All the reports are that Finnegan got out of the car, and I don't think it's a good idea to get out of your car and say, we're either going to see the sheriff right now or you can just shoot me in the head. Never taunt a professional paid and completely insensitive killer to shoot you, because they'll oblige you 9 times out of 10. But that's what happened. And then, of course, there's a there was a video up of a last dance between this this heavyset man and his heavyset wife, and they're dancing in front of they're just regular people, you know. Probably had a, I just have to call it the way I see it, Greg. You know, it's you know, they're full of GMOs. They're not in very good physical condition, but they're just simple people. Right. They're going to look to be a malicious bone in their bodies. You can read people pretty well. But the FBI, nobody's leaving there.
Yeah.
The FBI wants to say they're going to leave. And I really pretty much gave a scathing commentary on the sheriff up there, because the sheriff should have said, he did the same thing that they did out at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. He just kind of rolled over. We want you to leave our community because we're all upset. Oh, and he's visibly shaken because Finnegan got killed. It's like, well, Sheriff, you know what? You have the constitutional authority to tell the feds to get the hell out of there,
right,
but you didn't do it.
Right.
And my position is you had a responsibility and you walked on it. This may be cruel. This may be, I may be out of line, but that's really how I see it. He could have told them, get out of here. They tried a land grab up here in Texas, and Governor Abbott said, no, they're leaving.
Right.
And I haven't heard another peep out of it, out of anybody about that. That whole deal just kind of quietly went away. So what you are seeing, look, Obama's going to go and visit a mosque that is a hotbed for, shall we say, extremist activity. And this sounds so completely insane. By the way, most of the, it's Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Houston, and Dallas are the top 10 American cities, the top 5 American cities, who have citizens in them which subscribe to Caravan to Midnight. So it's really kind of a big deal to talking with you over KABC. It's a town the size of Los Angeles, but there are a lot of people out there that are really fed up with this.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to incite people to do anything stupid, meaning put yourself in harm's way without thinking in advance, but your government, as you know now, is completely corrupt. You have people in Congress you cannot get rid of. They are all wealthy. How does that happen? You see all these millions of dollars, in some cases tens of millions, in some cases, I'm pretty sure, hundreds of millions of dollars, going to these various foundations. You see, your phone spies on you, cameras everywhere. And the cops, it's not like the old days, you know, when L.A. was putting out stuff like the FBI with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., you know, a Quinn Martin production in color and all that. And the bad guy, you know, pull out his pistol, and one of the FBI guys would pull out his revolver and shoot once, and that's the end of the story. No, now they dump the whole magazine into people. They continue to shoot people after they're clearly unconscious, immobilized, and on the ground, because they don't want to get sued. What you're looking at is the rise of what is effectively a new Nazi state. That's what we're seeing. And as far as the presidential elections are concerned, Donald Trump could have had a road to Damascus moment and decided that he's not all right with partial birth abortion. Partial birth abortion just means that it looks like the cover of the Yesterday and Today album, the original one by the Beatles, where they got a bunch of dismembered baby dolls with the meat from the butcher and draped on them, and they kind of toned it down a little bit for the American market. But that's what you're looking at with a partial birth abortion. You might as well take an infant out and just, you know, chop it up. There you go. I mean, it's not much different. It's not a little black dot,
right,
that you can just vacuum out of the woman. This is a serious operation. So Trump wouldn't stand in the way of that. He thinks that the Republicans are just too crazy. He wasn't for Second Amendment gun rights. And now all of a sudden, he seems to be like the darling of the conservative side. Is Mr. Trump okay? I don't know. I just know that everything that comes out of his mouth now is a direct contradiction to what he said 10 years ago. Now, that is, again, that's 10 years ago. But let's look at the alternative. Bernie Sanders, to me, is not leadership material. He's probably a pretty good guy. But Bernie's never learned the problem with socialism is that exactly what Margaret Thatcher said. Socialism's fine until you start running out of other people's money. And if you look around Europe, you'll see how well that socialistic system, intense or less intensity they might be, you see how that's working for them now. Because you see, if you have a small country, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, and you have a pretty high domestic product, and you have an educated, productive population, well, then you can do that. But you can't do it in a country like America because, frankly, there are too many freeloaders. There are too many people who are sucking off the system everything that they can. Now, granted, many of them are disabled. They are disabled and cannot work. Well, we need to help the ones who cannot help themselves. But the ones who can help themselves need a swift kick in their backsides as motivation to go and do something with their lives rather than just waste their lives waiting for their checks to show up. And, television is 6 companies control all the media outlets in the country. 10 companies control all the online news content. I think it's either 10 or 11. It wasn't 12, I can tell you that.
It's not very many. It's not very many compared to even 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah. Doctor, they really are. I think the walls are just closing in, and I'm not paranoid at all. I mean, but I've got eyes.
You're telling the truth.
You know what I mean?
You're telling what you see. John, we got to take a quick break. It's great what you're saying. We're going to come back and come back to some of these things and continue with the presidential candidates. My guest tonight is John B. Wells from Caravan the Midnight. We will be right back.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Newsflash for anyone suffering with sleep apnea who uses a CPAP system. SoClean.com is offering a 30-day in-home trial of the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. This special opportunity is available on a strict first-come, first-served basis. To stop cleaning your system by hand, try the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner, risk-free for 30 days. Call immediately 1-800-693-9925. SoClean is scientifically proven to destroy 99.9% of all CPAP germs, viruses, and bacteria. It's completely hands-free and hassle-free, and it works in minutes. No need to take apart your system or use any water. To introduce this life-changing breakthrough to the world, SoClean.com is offering risk-free trials to anyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. To stop washing your CPAP system by hand, try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-693-9925. This is an exclusive radio offer and supplies are limited. That's 1-800-693-9925.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4-inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99 and all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
We are back. My guest tonight is John B. Wells from Caravan the Midnight, great show. He used to be the weekend host for Coast to Coast AM. We've been talking about a lot of topics. And, John, we were talking about the election and the candidates, and I heard, your opinions on there. But let me ask you a question, because is our presidential election system rigged? Let me tell you a couple facts that I found here. Right now, as of late 2015, there were 141 counties in the U.S., with the top 3 states being Michigan with 24, I think Kentucky had like 18. where there were more registered voters than people that were alive. So obviously the voter rolls are wrong. And this is something that can be fairly prosecuted, but this doesn't happen. And then we also have these direct recording devices, or they're called DREs, or direct recording electronic voting machines. And they have been easily hacked by teenagers. And so we have right now states, there are some states that use these exclusively. Most states still have a combination of paper in this, but some states have these machines with no paper trail whatsoever. So we go through this whole process, and is it possible that somebody could just press a button and manipulate the data and elect whoever we want? I mean, I heard this a lot in 2012 when Obama seemingly won so easily. What do you think about that?
Well, that's the thing. Look, we are. When I say the walls are closing in, folks, they are. There's nothing in it for me or Dr. Smith to just go out on the clothesline, just for the hell of it, and try and taunt the beast into killing us. There's nothing in it for us at all except a really bad time. So when I tell you the walls are closing in on us, it might be important to you later if you pay attention to that, because we're coming under a total control grid. Do you not understand that all of your movements are being tracked? Do you not understand that your cell phone, smartphone, iPhone, Android, whatever, listens to the music that you are playing in the background, the television programming that you have, and sends it to the cloud? Oh, to target advertising, really? Do you understand that you have a thing called the NDAA in effect now, where you can be arrested without charge and held with no time limit, that's otherwise known as indefinitely, in an undisclosed location with no contact with a lawyer or anybody else? They can take you, they can disappear you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. There are secret courts now. There is parallel construction where the prosecutors meet with the judge in chambers and they make the case against you. You are not permitted to know what the evidence they're presenting to the judge is. Do you not understand that you're about to be turned into a third world communist dictatorship? That's what's happening to you. Your elections are rigged. Your media is nothing but a propaganda arm of the government. When Ben Carson led, did anybody but me notice that Ben Carson mentioned during the sometime right around, or even during, I think it was during the first Republican candidate debate, that he'd visited with George W. Bush several times? Really? The head of child's neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins University has visited with President Bush several times at the White House. Wonder what they talked about. You see, all of the candidates are vetted by CIA and FBI before their political careers even begin. Oh, I know you can't believe it, but you'd better believe it, because it's happening. I am a grown man. I am not delusional. I am not on drugs. I am not an alcoholic, and I don't drink cough syrup first thing in the morning either. And I'm telling you, this beast is about to show you some fangs. They have scared everyone. Look at the series of events. Look at the psychological operation that's being waged against you continuously. They attempt, at least, and they're succeeding on a pretty high level, to scare us with something every minute. From childhood forward, it was either the threat of nuclear war, then it was Vietnam, then it was the war, then it was race problems, then it was the war on crime, the war on poverty, the war on drugs. Now it's the war on terror. And don't think that I've got a soft spot for the Republicans. I don't. If you want this country back, this is what we need to do: a convention of states, where the states take power back from the government. Because when the federal government goes in and seizes this land, just like you said, Dr. Smith, they seize the land, but it's only going to be a few people who get paid off from the uranium on the land. I understand that the judge involved has a relative with the BLM. That is an allegation. I do not know that to be the case, but that's the latest bit of information that surfaced. So if you want your country back, this is what we have to do. Take this Nobel Peace Prize winning phony. Phony? How can you say that about Obama? Well, is the domestic policy improved? No. Are race relations better? No. Is the lot of black people improved? No. Is foreign policy improved? No. Is the threat of nuclear confrontation with Russia less or more? More. Well, what about economic policy? It's a disaster. What about immigration? Is that controlled? No. And who's paying for it? You are. And you better pay for it, because if you don't, somebody's liable to come up and shoot you in the face if you protest. You're expected to just shut up and do what you're told. Now, if that's the way you want to live, you go right on ahead and do that. But I'm not doing it.
People are still not recognizing a lot of things that's going on.
Right?
Yeah, they just
can't believe
understand.
I can't blame them. They don't believe it. But it's happening. World War One, completely contrived. Nobody wanted that. World War Two, completely contrived. Nobody wanted that either. Korea, what was that all about? Vietnam, undeclared. And then we've got an ongoing war on terrorism, really.
Yeah.
Except we're the ones creating the terrorists. It's well known that ISIS is USIS. It's well known that stolen Syrian oil is being brokered through our NATO ally, Turkey. And Erdogan is a maniac, and everybody knows it. He's just effectively declared himself the head of the whole Muslim world. So to go back where we started very quickly, because I know I'm talking kind of quick here, but we've got to get it out, because an hour with you goes real quick. You want your country back? This is what you got. Term limits, number one. Number two, paper ballots, period.
Yeah.
No more Diebold voting machines. No more friend of George Soros in Spain counting the votes. I mean, are we completely stupid, or are we just spoiled, poop for brains, lazy, uneducated imbeciles? The rest of the world looks at us and they think we are fat, stupid, spoiled, arrogant morons with a great big military fist that we use to smash anybody who doesn't toe the line. Is that what you want? You want to be a part of that? Really? Okay. Because that's what you are. If you protest, and you get active. You get active at the school board, the PTA meetings, the city council meetings. You vote. Stop being so lily-livered about everything. Your vote does count. They want you to think it doesn't count. That's why that's all you hear. They don't want you engaged. They want you docile. Just pay your taxes and shut the bleep up. That's what they want.
John,
and
we
just
ahead.
Continue to do it. So if I sound radical, okay, fine, guilty.
Well, let me ask you something, because one of the things that I see in our society, I know you're on fire tonight, my friend.
Got me going.
What I see is that people are so busy, they're kept so busy and so distracted that they can't really pay attention to doing things. Because a lot of times when I speak to people about these matters, they say, well, what can I do? I don't have time to even catch my breath. They're working one, two jobs, trying to take care of their family. It's just a vicious cycle. Go to bed tired, get up tired, go to work, do it all over again. And I think it's by design. I mean, when you look at the income inequality in this country, is out of control. The rich have gotten so much richer and everyone else has gotten so much poorer. People are having to work more hours to get less money than they did even 10 or 15 years ago. So isn't it that we're just, a lot of times there are people that are clearly in the dark, but I think a lot of people are just too distracted. And then they take a few moments out from those schedules. They get entertained to death. They watch television and the sporting events and all these different things. And so, because all they want to do is just release, and then they get right back on the treadmill of life after that. How do we get past that? How do we give people enough time to recognize what's going on? Because it takes time to research what's really going on in this world, to look at some alternative media, to read books, and not just turn on Fox or CNN for 5 minutes and get your information and take that as gospel.
You know, I love L.A., and I love some of the product that Hollywood's put out over the years. And I remember when you used that word a minute ago, I remember this one clip, I think it was on, we've seen it many times, where the guy goes, that's entertainment. Well, I think people are confusing entertainment with amusement. To entertain something means to hold within. And you hit the nail right on the head. You are being held within. That is what is stealing your attention. It's like, now that's amusement. That doesn't really have quite the same kick as that's entertainment. That's really entertaining. How about do not entertain any ideas of this, that, or the other? Do not hold within yourself. Folks, you must not allow yourselves to be held within the matrix of distraction. They are doing the same thing to you that was done to the Native Americans. Here, I'll give you some nice trinkets and beads if you give me, say, 40,000 hectares of land over there. Me like them trinkets. You get them. So they make a deal. Oh, is that racist? That's a phony Indian impersonation, okay? But here's the deal. By the way, racist is a word invented by a hardcore communist named Trotsky. If you don't believe me, look it up. So every time that you utter the word racist, you are uttering a communist invented word. And that's precisely what you're looking at. So here's the thing. You have to order your life. You have to decide what you have to do and what you want to learn is important to you. You have been, he who dies with the most toys wins. Really? No, when you die, you die. And the scavengers run off with your toys, and you don't win anything. You don't win anything. Don't be that. And that's such a typical counter to any kind of an intelligent argument is somebody will pop off and make a joke, and the people around kind of laugh a little bit, and they neutralize what was being said, even though it was spot on. That's what they're doing to all of us. It's all a big game. It's just a sham. It's just entertainment. Hey, no, they're stealing your life from you. You have to decide, this is important to me. And to hell with everything else. I need to know this. You have the internet, at least for now. If you can read, you can teach yourself anything. So, you have a decision to make. Are you going to stand on your hind legs like a human being and self-actualize? Or are you going to be just another lemming, just another Muppet? You know what a Muppet is? It's a meat puppet. I figured that out. Don't be just a meat puppet. It's your life. You got one shot this time. If you want to go woo and say, I've been reincarnated, I've had thousands of lives. Okay, well, if you want to throw this one away, then I suppose that's your prerogative. But I would advise against it. You can make a difference. And you do it by distancing yourself from things which are contrived to separate you from two things, your time and your money.
But John, what do you think? I've told people many times to do TV fast. I mean, if everyone in this country took a week, just a week off and just left their televisions off and substituted that time to have actual discussion and interaction with their families, to actually open books and read, I think things would change dramatically. I mean, people would be so awakened in a week because you get so much time back in the day. Because most people have the TV on, it's almost like background music of their life. And that thing is continuously feeding information, both consciously and subconsciously. And I think it's probably the tool that's used the most to control people.
Well, you're absolutely right, but not only does it do that, but it also sucks up information. For example, in the Samsung Smart TV instruction book, you are specifically admonished to not say or do anything in front of the television that you don't want stored on the cloud. Okay?
Right.
That's insane. And yes, you're absolutely right. See, Tyler Durden, as depicted by Ed Norton in Fight Club, is correct. The stuff that you own owns you. So I talked with a guy the other day who told me that his house burned down a week before this past Labor Day. And I said, my gosh, Marty, really? And he said, yeah. I said, well, were you insured? He said, oh, yeah. He goes, I want to tell you something. He said, it was such a relief. Everything was gone. My clothes, all of my stuff was gone. He goes, John, so help me. It was the most liberating thing I have ever experienced. And this is a nice guy, you know, and he's got nice stuff. He had a nice house, got a great Italian motorcycle. And, he's living the life. But he said, it was such a burden, such a heavy burden that was suddenly lifted off of me. I just started over, and you know what? I'm going minimalist this time. He goes, because that stuff had taken over my world. He goes, I said, you're serious, aren't you? And he said, it was such a blessing to lose everything. I actually feel like a free man now.
Yeah, it's less stress. I mean, things that you hold on create stress. John, we're up against another break. My guest tonight is John B. Wells, former host, weekend host of Coast to Coast AM, and now the host of Caravan to Midnight. A great show. You have to check it out. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellowood 3/4-inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99 and all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever. Check Sunday's newspaper for a coupon.
This Friday, KABC is kicking the presidential election into overdrive. With the first in a series of Election 2016 specials, rock star and political junkie Dave Navarro riffs on politics in an open mic forum that begs for your feedback and gets you in tune for the New Hampshire primaries. It's talk that rocks the vote.
Are you ready to rock?
The Politics Fix with Dave Navarro, Friday night at 8 on 790 KABC.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
I am back. My guest tonight is John B. Wells from Caravan to Midnight. You would call him being the weekend host of Coast to Coast AM. We've been talking about a lot of stuff tonight. If you've missed any of this, you can always hear it on drgregorysmith.com. That's drgregorysmith.com. All the shows are archived there. You can hear it for free. You can also see American Addict 2, the new film. We decided to release this to the public at least for a short time for free because we want everyone to have an opportunity to see it and not have money as a barrier to that. John, I want to shift gears a little bit. We have one more segment. Time flies with you. But, you know, I've talked many times on this program, as you have, about false flag events. And one of the most recent ones, the San Bernardino shooting here in California, it's been amazing to me how quickly people sort of just forget, because there were eyewitnesses at that shooting that said there were three athletic white males that did the shooting. But yet when they caught the, I think they were a Pakistani couple, and the female was less than 100 pounds, everyone said, "We've got our people." Of course, they were shot, as you alluded to earlier, not just once or twice, but they were riddled with bullets, and so case closed. What do you think about that? When we talk about these kind of things and Sandy Hook and all these different events, are people just, do they just take the story and run, or are we supposed to just accept what we're told by the media? Are these truly false flag events? What do you think about that?
I think a lot of them are. Yeah, there are a lot of incidents like that. Sandy Hook is another one. Let's not forget the deal at Santa Barbara. Remember, the dad comes on there and said, "It's all the fault of craven politicians and the NRA. Stop the madness now." And then goes off like he gave his little speech. We see this, the so-called father of a slain child at Sandy Hook doing the classical moves of deep breaths and getting into character. He's back there shooting the breeze and grinning, and, you know, he's a star. He's fixing to go on, and then he gets into character, and then he's all choked up when he goes out there. Let me tell you what I think. I think zero children died at Sandy Hook, and I'll tell you why. My crew's cameras were rolling when the first selectman. Nothing gets done in Newtown without the approval of the first selectman. Not the mayor, the first selectman. Wolfgang Halbig's lawyer asked her, when was that sign placed outside the driveway to Sandy Hook School that said everyone must check in? Anybody who's ever been to a movie shoot, there's a sign there somewhere that says everyone must check in, okay? First selectman said, well, 3 days before the incident. And Wolfgang Halbig's lawyer asked, who placed the sign there? And the first selectman replied, well, the Department of Homeland Security. And everybody went, and this is just the beginning. The Boston Marathon bombing. Notice how every time you hear about someone who was a casualty of that horrible event. But by the way, there was a drill running that the Boston Globe reported that they were running a drill simulating the exact same scenario. They all lost a leg, not a testicle or an eyeball or an earlobe or a hand. They all lost a leg. Let me up. And then you got a picture of this couple, the guy's on the phone going, just make the fireworks stop, make it stop. And the girl is moaning in the background, like she's losing her mind because the fireworks are going off. She's still traumatized over the bombing. And it's a selfie. She is video recording herself with her smartphone. Look, it's one psyop after another. The glorious, luminary former Attorney General Eric Holder. He's on video. All you have to do is go to YouTube and find it where he says I'm paraphrasing, it's only slightly. We have to find a way to brainwash people into thinking differently about guns. This is a big psyop. The next thing you're going to see is they're going to try and plug Obama into as Secretary General of the United Nations because the United Nations is the one they have their eye, the global elites have their eye on to run this country and the rest of the world. They're trying to centralize everything. Now you got Norway and Sweden want to go with all digital money. So that way, they'll do the same thing with money that they do with the vote. And you're going to be continuously subjected to false flag operations like these. And we'll be releasing our own film as soon as we have the end to it. And we'll put it out there for everybody to see. But the thing is, I wonder if anybody's even going to react to it.
Right.
You know, going back to your film, I saw a commercial the other day on TV. I was monitoring the culture. And this person is suffering from OIC. This guy's standing there. He looks like a junkie. He does. Well, he's got opiate-induced constipation. And we've got a pill for that.
Movantic.
Seriously, Dr. Greg, I'm watching a guy who has opiate-induced constipation.
Very common problem, actually.
Well, yeah, but it's not common seeing a commercial for the cure for it.
Well, we are still we are now the only country that allows direct to consumer marketing for drugs. We used to be one of two. You know, are the false flags working though? I mean, I don't. You know, there's a lot of controversy over what's true or not at these different events. But I think most people, if they really read about what's happened and look at all the, especially when you look at the early local media, because you get a lot of truth when something first happens and then it gets sort of wiped away. I think it's hard to believe that we're told the truth. What really happened at some of these places is debatable, but it's beyond my understanding how most people seem to take the party line as true. When I tell people about the San Bernardino thing, that there are two or three eyewitnesses that were in the building, saw the shooting, were shot at, and said, these are three tall, athletic, white males. You can't...
In SWAT gear.
Yeah. That doesn't equal a little 98-pound Pakistani woman. I don't care if they have camouflage on or not. And it seems like that just went away. And it's hard for me to understand that that people don't they just let it go. They just believe whatever they're told.
Well, you forgot one, and I did too. How about the one at the community college down there somewhere?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. See, the thing is I think it's having the exact opposite. Here's the good news. Americans hate government more now than ever before. More Americans are up to here with it than ever before. Look, these people are criminals. Criminals have their run, and then they eventually, well, their luck runs out, and their luck is running out now. That is why we did. Now, this will sound like a shameless plug, and maybe it is. But here's the deal. The reason I got fired from Coast to Coast, I mean, George Norrie's over there. He can't keep his story straight. First, it's like I was never an employee. Then it was like, well, you can't really say that. It's like, no, I wasn't an employee. I was a contractor. Same thing. I mean, you were paying me, and I was doing the show. So what, I just hacked into your radio system and decided to broadcast myself or what? You know, and then it's, no, well, he left to go start his own show. Oh, really, without saying goodbye to the audience? I mean, look, they don't want you talking about certain things over there. As long as you can talk about Bigfoot and other assorted silly things, that's fine. But you start talking with William Binney and, you know, Ray McGovern and people like that, and all these other people that came on the program to discuss, you know, what's really happening to us. Oh, they don't like that at all. In fact, in Dallas, Coast to Coast AM is running on a Cumulus station. The last time I checked, that was a Premier/Clear Channel come iHeartMedia program. Well, that just tells me it's all the same goo.
Right.
That's what it should tell everybody else. People are getting sick of this. Look, folks, all you have to do is go to the net and look it up. Now, you're going to see other stuff, too. The flat earth theory now has been revived. It'll change everything. It's incontrovertible proof. You've been programmed to see the curvature of the earth at high altitudes. Like, no. What they're trying to do is they're trying to discredit everybody and anybody in the so-called alternative news media. That's what they're trying to do. They're also trying to gauge how gullible people are. And there is a certain amount of monetization of these things. Some people are out there just trying to get YouTube clicks, and they're playing off the gullibility of lonely people who just can't understand what's happening to them. What's happening to you is being done by people. In the end, it is a spiritual thing. It is a battle against good and evil. That's all there is to it. And people say, well, what's evil? Well, it's the deliberate destruction of a person on a spiritual, mental, or physical level. That's what evil is. And that's what these people do. What kind of a person says, I'm pretty good at killing people? That's your president. That's your Nobel Peace Prize winning president who did nothing. Nothing. And then we've got Hillary Clinton with when Gaddafi was assassinated and brutally murdered. What do you think about that, Hillary? We came, we saw, he died. Ha 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 ha. And then laughs like the Wicked Witch of the West, only worse. What kind of a human being is like this? These are amoral individuals who barely qualify as human beings. And when we're healthy, to quote that old gal in Clockwork Orange, when we're healthy, we respond to the presence of the hateful with fear and nausea. But I would say this, get over it, because it's coming to get you. And don't think I'm kidding. 2 years from now, If this populace doesn't act, 2 years from now, you won't recognize this place. You will not recognize the country that you grew up in. You will not. So that's why I say we have no sponsors. Oh, the people that call the sales department over at Coast are just raising hell about something I said about something. Well, we don't have sponsors. We have members. It's $60 a year. So you have to ask yourself a question. How much is the truth worth to you? There are 461 programs in archive, and by this time next week, there'll be 466. All you got to do is just go to caravantomidnight.com, scroll down, go to the YouTube button, go over there, look at some of the shows for free, and then join us. We're in 144 countries now. The membership is growing, and change is being effected. You are reaching countless thousands of people right now. You are doing the yeoman's work. Imagine what would happen if 1% of your listening audience, 1%, decided, you know, I'm going to get into this. I'm going to find out what's going on. I'm going to start making some phone calls and emails. What are you afraid? You're going to get put on a list? I got news for you. You're already on a list.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, you just get on a higher list. John, you're you know, you're saying a lot of things that that people need to hear, and I can hear the passion and the frustration is comes out, because you know you want to sometimes just walk with the people and just shake them and just get people to just sort of wake up and see what's happened. But so many people are just walking around letting things happen to them instead of being empowered and being active to do something about it. We have a few minutes left here. What would you, you know, and I agree, go to, I think people should subscribe to your show. You got great information coming out on a daily basis there. But what would you tell people that are listening right now that have this is all news to them? They've never heard this kind of thing before. What do you think they should do?
The first thing they have to do is ask themselves a question or answer this question themselves. Do you really want to know? If you don't really want to know, then this is not the program for you. The second thing you need to ask yourself is, do I not care about my brothers and sisters? Do I not care about my parents? And most importantly, do I not care about the young ones that come behind us? And we're just going to say, hey, sorry, we had a responsibility, but you know, we couldn't hack it. So here, it's your problem to deal with, and good luck with it. Don't you care what kind of a world that your sons and your daughters are going to grow up in? Don't you care? Do you just care about yourself? And do you not even care enough about yourself that you won't stand up on your hind legs as a human being, as an individual, and say this is wrong? You know, I like to make little movie references because so many people see them. I like Tom Cruise movies. I don't care if he's a Scientologist. The guy flies a P-51 Mustang. He's made lots of money, and he was married to a real pretty girl for a while. So, the boy's got my vote. He's all right. I don't care if he's gay. I don't care if he's like the super twin turbocharged gay and a Scientologist and everything else. The guy makes pretty good pictures, and one of them is called Jack Reacher. I think there should be a little bit of Jack Reacher in all of us. The only thing that we really should care about is what is right, not what's conditional. And, yeah, well, maybe, you know, hey, we know you're dirty, but that's okay. We're kind of dirty, too. We can do a deal together. No. You got to stand up. You got to stand up and recognize who you are. Have you forgotten who you are? And that's pretty much all I have to say about it, Doctor. It's I think people have lost their identity. They have forgotten who they really are, and now they have become what they do all day long. That's the programming that they need to break, because it is programming, and it can be broken. And once it is broken, it'll be like you just took a breath of fresh air and you've never had one before.
I think it's very well said, and the programming is strong in people, and that's what people that take advantage of other people want. They want people to be programmed and do what they're told and shut up and just take it. And, John, we're pretty much out of time. I want to thank you for coming on. We're clearly going to bring you back for a couple hours next time. But, John, thanks for – John B. Wells, thank you for coming on tonight. Go to Caravan to Midnight. That's caravantomidnight.com. Great show. John, be well, and please come back and join us again soon.
Anytime, Dr. Smith. God bless you, sir.
All right. That was John B. Wells from Coast to Coast AM formerly. Now he's got Caravan to Midnight, which is a fantastic show. You should check it out. Go to drgregorysmith.com and check out American Addict 2. You can see it for free right now. It's been great. I will see you next Saturday night. This is Truth, Medicine, and Politics.
The preceding program was a sponsored show, and the views expressed on the show were solely that of the host, which KABC does not necessarily agree with or endorse.
KABC HD Los Angeles, a Cumulus station.
Everyone's favorite game is back.